This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 28th. I think we should take a look back on the market here for the past couple of weeks to put everything in perspective. So the market made lows on June 16th and reversed on June 17th. And as the market rally ensued, it was a short covering rally. And what that means is the stocks that have the worst earnings were doing the best. Now, I don't want you to get upset about this because short covering rallies are how major sell-offs end. The shorts get squeezed. And then what happened is starting last Friday, we had a big flight to quality that is continuing right now. Now, amidst all this, we also had the annual Russell realignment. Some of that happened on Friday, but most of it happened on Monday, which is why you're seeing a lot of the Russell 2000 stocks so strong, because a lot of them have been added to these indices. So this is now largely over, and I do want you to know the end of the quarter is a good time for the stock market. It's a time where the cream rises to the top. It's all due to quarter and window dressing. The end of March was very good, and the end of June is very good. So the big question is, what's going to happen in July? Well, we're probably going to rally into the 4th of July weekend. That's what I expect. And then there might be some consolidation. And then the earnings are going to come out, and it's going to be every stock for itself. Okay? So we have a very strong dollar, so some of the multinationals are going to warn. But by and large, the global economy is doing okay. China just lifted some of its COVID restrictions, so that's good for their economic growth. Our crude oil production has now arisen to the point where we're energy independent, but there is a refinery issue. A lot of it has to do with some refineries are switching to biodiesel, so we're missing about 400,000 barrels of diesel a day that we used to have. And that's why the diesel prices are so high, and that affects trucking costs and things like that. Affects jet fuel too, because jet fuel is a distillate like diesel. So there are some glitches out there. But what I found very interesting is in the first week of June, gasoline demand actually fell 8.2% in the United States. And I find that shocking, but clearly as prices went up, people started to change their behavior. So things are starting to get in balance now, but I still expect gasoline prices to be very high through Labor Day. I still expect there will be out driving the 4th of July weekend. It'll be interesting to see the statistics on that week. But as I speak to you today, guess what's rallying? The energy stocks, and they've been rallying since Friday. And they had a little burp during the short covering rally, and now they are coming back with a vengeance. And the reason is they're going to have the best earnings, okay? As are fertilizer stocks, food stocks, a lot of the shipping stocks. So interesting times we're in. Okay, so we're not going into recession based on the last data I've received. In fact, I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal right now, and the headline says, big ticket good orders, pending home sales point to steady demand. So we are going to have a soft landing based on the latest economic data. And that's because we had durable goods come out, and they were very, very good, okay? The other thing that happened is consumer confidence came out today, and this is the Conference Board survey, and this is a lot better than the University of Michigan survey, which is at a record low. So let me tell you what the Conference Board is saying. Okay, so their consumer confidence survey did dip, but there's two components. One is present situations. They barely budged, so people are doing fine according to present situations. But the expectation component fell sharply, and it's now at the lowest level since 2013. So consumers tend to spend money based on what's in their pocket, okay? And based on the present situation looking pretty good, I think we might have some decent retail sales, okay? So that's going to be key. And we always want retail sales to grow faster than inflation. But as far as I can see, folks, it's going to be every stock for itself soon. Obviously, we have accelerating sales and earnings because we have companies profiting from inflation. We still have very positive analyst community. If the analyst community turns negative, then I'll turn negative. There are some shocks out there. A good example is Goldman Sachs wandered into consumer lending. Apparently, they've lost $1.2 billion. Oops. Okay. So, you know, there's going to be some problems with financials and credit. The Fed's still going to increase rates to get in line with market rates. But market rates have kind of settled down a bit. Okay. So that's good. So I think the stock market did a good job of freaking out and predicting a recession that is not going to materialize. But it does this all the time. Okay, the stock market loves to predict recessions that don't materialize. So right now, it sure looks like a soft landing. That's kind of where we are at this moment. Okay, but obviously, inflation has peaked. Metal prices have come down. That's a good sign. Gasoline prices are finally moderating because demand is moderating and our production is up. The only glitch is the refinery glitch, which the administration has mentioned. But a lot of the problem is, again, caused by the refinery switching to biodiesel, which is not, they can't produce as much biodiesel as regular diesel. It's simple as that. So that caused that little glitch. But otherwise, I think we're doing okay. You know, market forces are working. And I'm sure looking forward to the second quarter announcement season. And I will keep fine-tuning the portfolios. I'll tell you, if the analysts get cautious, I will trim. But as long as they're very positive on stocks, we can hold them. So that's it. That's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you this update. And we are going to be increasingly in holiday trading later this week, so don't let that bother you, but I do expect us to rally going into the 4th of July weekend. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.